ברבש, כרך ב', עמוד 1175, מאמר מהי מלחמת הרשות בעבודה, ב', חומר הלימוד מופיע
בתרבות,
כמו כן ניתן לשלוח שאלות בשידור חי דרך
האתרים.
רב, בבקשה.
On cup.tv or on the Arvot system. Rav, please.
כן, דודי, בבקשה. נקרא.
Study, please, let's read.
מאמר של רבש, מהי מלחמת הרשות בעבודה?
רבש אריקול, what is an optional war in the work?
רשי מפרש על הכתוב,
רשי interprets the verse, if you go to war against your enemies, that the verse speaks of optional war. We should understand the meaning of if you go to war against your enemies in an optional war. What is an optional war in the work? And what is a non-optional war? It is known that there are 248 commandments to do and 365 not to do. These are called 613 mitzvot, commandments. These must be observed in every detail and precision, as otherwise it's regarded as a transgression. It is said about them, do not add and do not take away. This obligation pertains to actions, meaning that as far as actions are concerned, the person must do or not do what is forbidden. This is not so concerning the intention. Thus, to aim to work in order to bestow, this war is optional. In other words, it cannot be said that this work pertains to everyone, but rather to those who have an inner drive, who feel that observing mitzvot in the way that they are observing has nothing to do with dvikut, with the Creator, with adhesion with the Creator. We see that instead of where a person should achieve love of the Creator, they see that in all they do, they have no other intention other than their own benefit. This work, called in order to bestow, belongs to them. But the general public was not given this thing. This is why the work of bestowal is called optional war and not mandatory. This is as Maimonides says at the end of Ilchot Teshuvah. Therefore, when teaching little ones, women, and uneducated people, they are taught to work only out of fear and to be rewarded. Until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom, they are taught this secret bit by bit.
This
means that the matter of lishma, for her sake, called in order to bestow, does not belong to the general public, but to people who have acquired much knowledge.
As
it means that the work of bestowal is specifically for those who have gained much knowledge. This is why the work of bestowal is called optional war and not mandatory war. Since this is not required of the general public, but of those who have gained knowledge and acquired much wisdom, then they are taught that secret bit by bit.
We could
also add about the optional war, since the matter of Dvikut with the Creator is annulment of one's own authority. By nature, man is born feeling only his own authority. That is, that he is the landlord and does what he wants. In order for him to know that there is the authority of the Creator, that he is the leader of the world, a person must believe this, that the Creator is the King of the world.
A
person must believe that this concealment, where a person does not feel that there is a king to the world, the Creator did this.
And
this is called the correction of the Tzimtzum restriction. However, one must believe and make great efforts until he feels in his organs that the Creator is the leader of the world. And not just a leader. Rather, one must believe that his guidance is in the manner of good and doing good. A person must do all that he can to be able to attain this, as this is expressed in two manners. One, a person should work on having a desire and yearning to want to annul his authority. As our sages said about the verse, if a man dies in a tent, since the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it, this means that he wants to annul his self, meaning he must achieve a state where he has but one authority, the authority of the Creator. In other words, a person does not do anything for his own benefit, but sees only to the benefit of the Creator. This is called singular authority. And it is called optional war. In other words, he is fighting against himself to obtain this singular authority. And this is called optional war in the work. Two, after all the efforts that a person makes in order to achieve this authority, regarded as a person acquiring a second nature, where he previously had only a desire to receive for his own benefit, he wanted to annul that authority and receive a new one, the desire to bestow upon the Creator. This is the meaning of dvikut, adhesion. In other words, as the Creator is the giver, so a person wants to bestow upon the Creator. However, a person cannot receive this authority, but only the Creator. As he previously gave him the authority of the will to receive for his own benefit, the Creator can give him a different authority, meaning the singular authority of the Creator. This is regarded as the Creator giving him a second nature, which is the desire to bestow upon the Creator. It follows that when a person is born, he has only one authority, his own. Afterwards, when he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven to observe the Torah and mitzvot, he comes into two authorities. In other words, he works in order to receive reward, as Maimonides says, when teaching little ones, women, and uneducated people in order to receive reward. Afterwards begins the work in the optional war, meaning to annul his own authority, which is called self-benefit, and to yearn for the Creator to give him the singular authority, meaning the authority of the Creator. This is regarded as a person having to acquire a second nature, call desire to bestow, to have a desire to bring contentment to his maker. This is the meaning of what is written, if you go to war against your enemies, meaning in the optional war. It is impossible to conquer the enemy called will to receive for oneself, meaning annul this authority. Rather, the text promises us, and the Lord your God delivers him into your hand. In other words, the Creator will give you this power, this authority called singular authority. Put differently, the Creator will give you a second nature. In order for a person to be ready to ask for this authority, there needs to be a prayer from the bottom of the heart. In other words, a person should feel how much he needs this power called desire to bestow. For this, we were given the 613 mitzvot in the form of etin, called 613 counsels. Through them, a person takes the lack to feel how much he needs the desire to bestow, since this is all that detains him from achieving the completion of the goal. Also, in that regard, meaning about the fact that he does not feel the real lack, that he does not have a real need to bestow, a person should pray for this as well, that the Creator will give him the lack over not having a lack to obtain the desire to bestow.
In
truth, when a person has faith in the Creator and believes that he is a great king, the person must know as a candle before a torch. At that time, there is no question of choice because he naturally annuls. When a person begins to work in order to bestow, foreign thoughts come to him, which weaken his faith. It follows that the fact that a person cannot work in order to bestow is for lack of faith. This is as it is written, my tear has been my bread day and night, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? In other words, thoughts of Pharaoh come to him, who said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? It follows that at that time, a person should pray for two things together. One, for faith that the Creator will not hide himself from him, as it is written, do not hide your face from me. Two, to bring him closer, meaning to give him the power of the desire to bestow. Through this desire, a person comes closer to the Creator, which is called equivalence of form. The reason why, when a person wants to work in order to bestow, foreign thoughts come to him, is that as long as one is working for himself, the body does not resist him so much, since he promises the body that it will receive a greater reward, that it's worthwhile to observe Torah and mitzvot, since the reward sweetens the labor, as in physical work and labor. Hence, the body does not ask any questions about its work in Torah and Mitzvot, and a person lives in peace. He is content with his work, since he believes that his reward is growing every day. For this reason, he leads a peaceful life and feels tranquility in his life. And if he can observe the mitzvah, reprimand your neighbor, he is certainly pleased. But when a person says to his body, until now I've been working in your favor, meaning everything I did, both corporeal things and in Torah and mitzvot, was all in order to make you happy. That is, all my concerns were only for the will to receive for oneself, which is called self-love or self-benefit.
לעצמו, שזה מכונה אהבה עצמית, או תועלת עצמו.
But now,
אבל אתה,
meaning henceforth,
מכאן ואלה,
I do not want to work for the benefit of the body any longer,
לתועלת השם.
But only for the benefit of the Creator.
הגוף מתחיל
At that time, מתחיל, the body begins to resist. Why is he throwing it away? It does all that it can, bringing him questions from all over the world, meaning the argument of Pharaoh who asked, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? And the argument of the wicked one who asks, what is this work for you? These thoughts burden one's work so much that often the descents and ascents that a person has cause him to see that this is endless and he wants to escape the campaign. And all that one can tell the body is that he wants to work in real fear, which is called in the Zohar, because he is great and ruling, meaning for it to be a great privilege to him that he is serving a great king, and he wants to bring contentment to his maker, and that this will be his only concern. And he does not want to worry about himself anymore. Now we can understand what is written. This day, the Lord your God commands you to do these laws and judgments and keep and do them with all your heart and with all your soul. Rashi interprets this day as each day they will be as new in your eyes, as though on this day you were commanded them. We should understand what it adds to us, meaning what we gain by needing to exert to make each day as though on that day we were commanded. The thing is that there are two discernments before us in the work in order to receive reward.
Two,
not in order to receive reward, but because of the greatness of the Creator. Those whose work is in order to receive reward do not need each day they will be as new. Rather, when a person believes that he will be rewarded for his work, he has the power to work, since the reward causes him to observe Torah and mitzvot. Thus, there is no difference whether he believes in the reward that the Torah promises us, and he does not need to renew the imperative each day for what will this add to him. Conversely, those who want to work because he is great and ruling, meaning because of the greatness of the Creator, for this reason there is a need, as though on that day you were commanded. Since when a person engages in Torah and Mitzvot in order to bestow, each day he should discern how much he assumes the greatness of the Creator, for whom it is worthwhile to exert in order to serve Him. It is as it is written in the Zohar, her husband is known at the gates, that each one, according to what he assumes in his heart, this means that in the work of bestowal, there is the matter of ascents and descents. It follows that no day is like another. For sometimes he assumes he has a great king, and sometimes to the contrary. It follows that each they should be new, as though on that day you were commanded them.
Gadol o katan.
In other words, the strength to exert is according to which king he serves at that time, great or small. In other words, if yesterday he thought that he is a great king, and today he does not think so, then he does not make the same effort as yesterday, but according to his faith today. This is why the verse tells us, this day the Lord, your God, commands you. That is, a person must know that each day he has a different measure of faith in him. Therefore, one should not be alarmed if sometimes during a descent there is a small king. This means that the person's faith is small and cannot obligate him so he can overcome the body. Instead, he surrenders to his body and is contemplating leaving the campaign. But one must believe that this descent he has received, and he does not have the power to overcome, to believe in the Creator that He will help him and deliver him from the lowliness where a person is, and he will later acquire greater faith in the Creator, and then he will certainly have powers to work, since each day is new, meaning new faith. This is why he says, as though today you were commanded them. Thus, everything is according to the faith he has on that day. To that extent, a person works. We should know that when a person begins to work in order to bestow, and the body objects to it, the body brings him down to the worst lowliness. That is, the will to receive overcomes him and brings him down to sordid lusts. Sometimes he gets thoughts and desires he had never thought of. They come to him like uninvited guests. And the person is surprised and says, how is today different from other days? That is, who caused me these thoughts and desires? It is by thinking that one needs to work only for the sake of the Creator, that these thoughts threw me into such baseness, he asks. But it is known that a mitzvah induces a mitzvah. So why does the desire to obtain vessels of bestowal cause a person to receive such thoughts in return for it? And also, What can one do in such states?
אלא האדם צריך לדעת, כמו שאומר, אבי הוא מורי זצ"ל, שהבורא
A person must know, as Bala Sulam says, that the Creator sends these thoughts to a person, so he will not be able to tolerate such loneliness. So it will cause him to pray to the Creator from the bottom of the heart to give him the strength to come closer instead of the thoughts that cause separation and remoteness from the Creator. At that time, a person must pray and cry out to the Creator, "Do not cast us from before you, and do not take away from us the spirit of your holiness, but rather that the Creator will give him that the second nature, the desire to bestow, meaning to have only a desire to bestow contentment upon the Maker and no concern for himself. Then all these thoughts and desires that the will to receive brings him will naturally move away from him." In other words, since a person should believe that all those thoughts that the will to receive brings him are sent to him from above, because he wants to walk on the path of bestowal, and in the meantime he is idle in the work, because he prayed for the Creator to bring him closer to being in dvikut with the Creator, which is equivalence of form, when it is apparent that the person is idle in the work, he is sent the foreign thoughts that a person cannot agree to be under such control. This in turn gives a person a push that he must overcome the state that he is in.
לכן, זה נותן לאדם דחיפה שהוא מוכרח להתגבר על מצבו שבו הוא נמצא. נמצא לפי זה
It therefore follows that from this bad, when a person feels that he is in such a lowly state that he never imagined that he could be under such governance, for this reason he should not be alarmed and escape the campaign. On the contrary, he should believe that the Creator is taking care of him now, and he is bringing him closer through a state of achoraim, of posterior. This is as it is written in the book, The Sage's Fruit, about the verse, "My beloved is like a gazelle." Our sages said, as the gazelle looks back when he runs, when the Creator leaves Israel, he turns back his face. Then the face returns to being in the Achoraim, meaning craving and longing to cling to Israel once more. This begets in Israel longing and craving to cling to the Creator too. And the measure of the longing and craving is actually the face itself.
We
should interpret that he means that when a person is in a state of loneliness, it is considered that the Creator has moved away from him and he has no desire or yearning for the work that is regarded as the Creator giving a person a shape of tastelessness about spirituality. Moreover, a person wants to escape and forget about the work altogether. This is regarded as the Creator showing him the Achoraim. The panim, the face, or interior of the Creator, is his desire to do good to his creations. And the Achoraim is the complete opposite. Why does the Creator show a person the Achoraim? It is on purpose. For by this, a person gets a thrust towards Dvikut with the Creator, for he cannot remain in a state of loneliness. It follows that here, within the Achoraim, is the discernment of Panim.
Toda, Dodi.
Thank you, Dodi.
We have
questions only from Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, а каждый раз, когда вот это свойство Ахораем раскрывается,
отталкивается, на
каждом этапе дает большую связь в итоге в потенциале с Творцом.
That rejects the Creator. This, in every stage, it gives us more connection with the Creator.
As much as a person advances, he feels more distancing and he has to exert more in order to come closer.
It's
not felt as something amplified or greater, just as kind of a rejection that you overcome, and then again, but it's not felt to some other potential.
There's quantitative and qualitative work. The important thing is qualitative work. There's a qualitative separation, rejection.
Каждый день должен проверять, насколько у него есть величие Творца. Ради него стоит прилагать усилия, чтобы служить ему. Как правильно проверить, есть у нас величие Творца или нет? В чем проверка?
עד כמה שאתה יכול לעשות משהו על מנת להשפיע לו.
As much as you can bestow to him, rise above your ego, connect to the friends, and together with them, come closer to the Creator.
Как я проверяю? То есть каждый день мы...
How can I check this? Every day,
как проверить?
There is an action that we do. How to check this correctly?
A day is when you're in a state where you can perform an act of connection and bestow.
So
you check during such states how capable you are of connecting more and taking another step forward toward the friends and the Creator.
Turki 2.
İtiraf, antifren, değerli Raf, kişi ıslahlar yolunda 365 yasaklanmış emiri kullanmadan nasıl bilecek onun iyi ya da kötü olduğunu?
Dear Rav, how can a person know if the 365 commandments are good or bad without doing them in the path?
We don't know this. We only check ourselves relative to how close we get from ourselves to the Creator. And then gradually, it works itself out into a system. That's how it works.
Beseder.
Okay.
Ita 4.
Boker Tov Rav, Toda. Karanu she rak...
Good morning, Rav. Thank you. We read that only we need to receive the intentions in order to bestow. What is the correction in the general body?
The correction, the general body is in our connected desire. How much we yearn to work together as one man in one heart. To that extent, we come closer to one another until we begin to feel that we have one desire, we have one intention, one Creator. And we attach ourselves together into one body.
Moscow 7.
Несколько раз в этой статье Рабаш пишет, что нам необходимо молитва из глубины сердца,
чтобы преодолеть. that we need the prayer from the bottom of our hearts in order to overcome the all these same states. How to extract from myself this prayer that will be expressed.
It's hard to explain because that has to do with an inner feeling, but as much as a person understands that he depends on the desire of the heart and the inner effort, and as much as possible that he'll be able to work with the friends together, this is a sign of progress.
He
writes that thoughts of Pharaoh came to him, who is the creator, that I shall listen to him. Now we all in the ten are inclined to there is none else besides him, to who is the creator that I that want to listen to him. Now these voices, the voices in the atmosphere in the ten, what voices need to be in the ten to strengthen the friends?
Yes.
What do I now as a friend bring to the ten to strengthen them?
I need to run between the friends and try to collect from them all their thoughts and desires for connection. And when I succeed in collecting them all, and to see that they were able to do the same action, and how together, all of us, could, with one desire, one intention, could attack the forces of separation between us and connect above them.
If I want to help my friends reach a prayer, I bring a deficiency.
Yes.
So, if I bring now upliftment and greatness, maybe I'm preventing by that from the friends to reach a prayer, everything's fine.
No, not necessarily. It depends on the kind of high spirits. If we wish to raise ourselves by working to unite and bestow contentment to the Creator, it doesn't bring us down, it raises us up.
When
we say that the techniques, in air quotes, is like a game, so what is this game that each friend has to play?
We wish to be as close as possible to one another. There's no other game. Connect.
Piti 21.
בוקר טוב רב, בוקר טוב חברים. כשאנחנו לומדים את הפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה או תלמוד 10 הספירות,
יש לנו איזה קבלה, the study of 10 ספירות, there's a clear system. Even if it's not clear what are parts of ספירות, there's something, there's like a system there. In terms of a system, here in this article, he says there is a person and there is a will to receive. Who is that same person? How does he even connect to this protein body? And how does he connect to the spiritual system? When is it formed? How does he exist?
You can ask 1,000 questions. All those questions will be clarified only through the work on the path.
Understand?
Nothing more to explain. Let's continue and gradually acquire clarity and answers. I understand you're not content, but I have nothing to add.
No, it's just something fundamental. It's the basis for all of our existence. this person, it's like it's something that he is the one that's supposed to be part of this reincarnation, and this is like the everything in the wisdom of Kabbalah is taught from a systematic point of view. But what happens in this world, how it connects to the spiritual world, here we don't even touch that.
Nachon.
That's the heart of the matter. If we would know how to explain or to give some kind of explanation,
we can't do that yet. We cannot understand it, and that's why it's not being opened to us.
Saying in terms of dissemination, if we could explain systematically.
No, no, God forbid.
I'm saying, yeah, because you don't know, at least I don't know how to do it.
What can we do next?
Woman Mag 56.
Woman, Mac 56.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, вот в этой статье говорится о двух состояниях, и если раньше я очень чувствовала
sense and dissent regarding that, once I used to feel the difference between these two states, and recently there's a feeling that something in me has disappeared. It's as if I'm indifferent, I'm working on automat, like a doctor that's working in just from like an autopilot. So how to work from this state? Because in this state, you never reach a true prayer.
Keep going and gradually pray.
But
keep working.
So what's happening with me? Why is this feeling disappeared?
It changes the feeling. That's how it should be.
Is this a state of defense or?
No, it's simply a changing feeling.
Спасибо, учитель. Здесь часто в статье употребляются такие термины, как война.
Many times here in the article they're using terms of war, of a war of the authority of the individual, and so on. This is the whole article.
And what's the question then?
Хочет передать какой посыл, какая суть?
Мы находимся
what
все время
want
в
войне. To convey to us? What message?
Потому что мы состоим из двух противоречивых сил.
We are constantly at war because we include two opposite forces. There are people who are simply egoists, small egoists. They think only of themselves, like little children or animals, only on what will make them feel good. And there are people in whom there are two opposing forces that pull a person in two opposite directions. One pulls toward bestowal, the other pulls toward reception. And we are between them, and we have to choose the Creator's side.
Как это делается?
The Creator's side means the side of bestowal. How do we do it?
То есть война — это, в сути, это выбор?
Specifically in the group.
Конечно.
So the war is actually choice?
И во имя чего мы сражаемся?
Of course. Хорошо, what do we choose? And for what are we fighting?
Стали слезы моим хлебом для меня днем и ночью.
So why are we writing here that the tears become my bread day and night?
Грустит, находится в таком разбитом состоянии. Он из этого начинает.
Being in a state of sorrow, a broken state, from that state,
it
begins to gradually acquire the forces for his descent.
Но ты не понимаешь это фигурально.
So what does it mean that tears can turn into bread? It's unclear.
Don't take this literally.
Он начинает понимать, что именно из этих сожалений всех он
regretting. He begins to feel that the regret, the sorrow, helps him grow.
So it's part of a process?
Yes.
Tel Aviv 1.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Chavrim. הוא כותב, כאילו נצטוות באותו יום, ושיהיו בעיניך
כחדשים. What's such a benefit of focusing on the present in the spiritual path?
שלאוסף כוחות שהם יכולים להתקדם.
They can advance.
ומה המקום של העבר והעתיד בכל המער?
And what's the place of the past and future in the system only present?
הם יבואו.
They will come.
בוקר טוב רב. אז לא יודע ברור איך בשיר השירים.
Morning Rav, it's unclear. In Psalms he writes,
"Ken,
my posterior is like a deer." So
yeah,
what does it mean?
Svi ze bore.
It's clear that the deer is like the Creator. He gives states, posterior, anterior, but why is it such?
No, the deer is not the Creator, although it says, my beloved is like a deer or a gazelle.
She... הבורא מסובב על אובדם שסובב עלינו את האחוריים שלו אבל באחוריים האלה יש
the creator turns his posterior to us but in that posterior we have the discernment of his face and in this way he pulls us after him.
Why isn't the creator a deer? I don't understand.
אתה צודק.
Okay, let's say that he is. You're right. You know, I don't want to get deeper than that.
No, it says,
my beloved is like a deer. There are other things here as well. Later, it will gradually come.
Florida.
Yes, my question is similar. From the same paragraph, it says that he turns back his face. And I'm wondering how a person experiences this. And then why is the craving and longing to cling to Israel once more? What is this craving and longing? And then the longing and craving is actually the face itself.
We see in the Creator how much he wants to distance himself from us. He shows us that he's distancing himself, but it's not a distancing, it's actually approaching. It's actually coming closer. We need to see it this way.
And how is this felt in a person
when he? איך האדם מרגיש את המצב הזה שנקרא מחזיר פניו לאחורה וכן הלאה?
How does he know this is happening?
זאת אומרת, בזה שאנחנו רואים עד כמה
by seeing
אנחנו מתרחקים מהבורא.
How much we are moving away from the Creator, we grow weaker, we have less power, less desire to approach Him. Together with that, we have to understand that it's a game of the Creator, that He's constantly working on bringing us closer to Him. He turns His head back to us, although He's running away from us. And this way He's pulling us behind Him. That relative to the will to receive and relative to the will to bestow, His actions are different, are opposite. And in this way He's pulling us behind Him toward the force of bestowal.
And why does it say that the longing and craving is actually the face itself?
Because
we feel that although we are seemingly moving away from the Creator, further away, within this movement, a desire is born that is pulling us after Him, toward Him. And so through this revelation and concealment, we are actually moving closer. That's the Creator's game with us.
Thank you, Raf.
Czechoslovak too.
Thank you, Raf. What are the
613 18?
There are 618 devices or commandments,
and
613 pkudin laws, and through them, or deposits, and through them we come closer to the Creator. The more we give our will to receive the format of these pkudin and itin, we get closer to Him.
Buenos días, Raf. Buenos días, amigos. Está escrito. Esto significa que el asunto del Ishma, llamado con el fin de otorgar, no pertenece al público en general, sino a las personas que han adquirido mucho conocimiento.
The matter of the Ishma, called in order to bestow, doesn't relate to the public, to the general, but to those that their understanding has increased. What is this understanding that increased?
They have more, a greater understanding and greater grasp of the Creator.
Merkaz Van.
Ech mitbate amatzav haze she'adam omer laguf.
The state that a person uses the body, that he says, until now I've used the benefit of the body, spiritual and corporeal, and from this point I want to work for the Creator.
That
is expressed. What does it mean that a person won't work on this point onwards from the corporeal side?
He wants to connect with his friends and be only for their benefit. The benefit of the friends.
That's corporeal and spiritual here. What does it mean?
That's exactly what's happening. Corporeal is for himself and spiritual is for the friends. That's the transition.
Barur. Sibir.
Clear?
Hello, Rav. Hello, world. Quickly, our question is, it's mentioned here many times that the prayer that the Creator will give us a deficiency, and we need to understand this as a prayer for the others, as a prayer for all the world. Clearly, for the ten. Is this an individual turn?
Personal prayer is also a prayer for someone, because the person cannot pray for himself.
Even that same case, If you say the world correct, the ten corrected, only himself not corrected, he can't ask?
No, if he's not corrected, it means the ten is not corrected.
Тов, что у нас есть еще? 5:29.
What else do we have? 5:29.
Everything a person can raise for the body so that he'll be able to work for the true state, that he serves a great king and he wants to give contentment to his maker. And this is all of his concerns. He wants to care for himself. The question is, why does a person reveal to the body his true intentions, what's permitted and what isn't permitted?
Try to be with all his intentions, which are the inner desires of the body, to try to be with them together and aim them at this mutual work in order to give contentment to the Creator. That's it.
Рав, вы говорите, что за себя человек не может молиться, но когда Творец проводит какие-то состояния, бывают такие состояния, что
for himself a person cannot pray, but when the Creator brings all kinds of states, inner shattering that takes place over years, and we feel each other, sometimes it's even hard to convey to the friends this inner state, because eventually
можно человеку как-то собрать сердца товарищей и самому
lead to scrutiny of lack of connection of opinions. The person himself
need
to raise prayer in this state. What can he do?
What advice can I give you? I'll advise you to be as close as possible to the friends and to do it together with them. Kabu 9.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning.
Toda, Rav.
The statement or saying to serve a great king
הגדול,
or working for the benefit of our maker,
יוצרנו,
would it be incorrect to say
לומר,
that by annulling and justifying the Creator, the Creator's actions, that is bestowal?
בטלים. מתבטלים לבורא ומנסים להצדיק את פעולות הבורא, האם בכך אנחנו עושים פעולת השפעה? האם זה נקרא על מנת להשפיע?
כן.
Yes.
כן.
Yes.
Is that also part of the optional war?
האם זה חלק ממלחמת הרשות שעליה מדובר כאן?
כן.
Yes.
Woman Turkey 8.
Sevgili Rav, Yaradan birçok hediye verdi çalışmaya başlarken ama sanki verdiği tüm hediyeleri tek tek geri alıyor. Bu hissi çalışmada nasıl kullanabilirim? Teşekkürler.
Dear Rav, the Creator has given me many gifts in the beginning of the work, but now it seems that he's taking back all of these gifts that he's given one by one. How can I use this feeling in the work?
It seems to us that the Creator is giving us gifts and taking gifts back from us, away from us. It's all to shake us up so we would come closer to Him, try to understand Him more. We need to talk about it more in the group and scrutinize what exactly can we take out, remove from each and every, I'm sorry, not remove, take out everything, anything relative to the Creator. How can we understand Him? Because this is our conversation with Him. We feel between us the changes. What does He want from us? What is He trying to tell us?
Carmiel.
Carmiel.
תודה רב. רבש כותב שלכוון על מנת להשפיע מלחמה
intend in order to bestow, that's an optional battle. And we really feel that sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. How can we make each other feel that this is mandatory, not optional?
It all depends on the relationship between the friends or the attitude of the friends and how they feel about it. Time will come and you will feel it.
Kiev 1.
Здорово, здравствуйте. Рабаш очень часто в своих статьях, и мы это тоже все время учим, вот пишет, вот я цитирую, что все время
Рабаш writes in his articles, and I quote, that each time a person works for himself, the body does not resist.
Нас Творец выбрал пинцетом.
And we say to ourselves, we are Israel. The Creator has selected us. He has cherry-picked us into the group. And it gives us very strong energy that we feel selected. How to feel that one is working not for oneself.
To cleave to the friends and do everything you can that will be would benefit them.
Friends are supporting the fact that we were selected, advancing in the right path, the Creator is with us. How can we scrutinize that this force, this energy won't be for egoism?
You wish to be chosen. The chosen ones are those who wish to rise above their nature and become similar to the Creator. Chosen ones are those who aspire to the quality of bestowal.
Это уверение, оно дает энергию для работы. Я так понял, что Рабаш предупреждает, что эта энергия эгоистическая, неправильная.
I understand that Rabash warns us that it's an egoistic energy. It's incorrect here.
Спасибо.
I don't understand it for now.
Moscow one.
Тут, кстати, вот сказано, что есть две возможности в работе, чтобы получить вознаграждение и чтобы не получать.
The article here that says there are two options for the work: to receive reward and to not receive reward.
А что это означает, что человек должен знать, что каждый день мера его веры.
Through the greatness of the Creator.
А откуда?
What does it mean that every day the greatness and faith is different?
Вера в величие Творца.
What does it depend on? The belief in the greatness of the Creator.
Она исходит из того, что Творец дает нам. Насколько мы
in the greatness of the Creator comes from what the Creator gives us, how much we feel Him. To that extent, we have faith.
Это величие Творца, с которым человек способен прилагать больше или меньше усилий относительно.
So the greatness of this Creator, that thanks to it, a person is able to invest more or less efforts in the ten. This comes from Rav. It doesn't depend on the person itself. The same extent of faith the person gave him, that's what he's going to work with, that's how it is. How does he increase greatness of the Creator?
Through the prayer. Using a prayer or requests. There's nothing else. It doesn't have anything else.
Так, дальше. Ну, Ita Free.
Buongiorno, Rav. Se vedo afflizioni, devo dare contentezza al Creatore.
Good morning, Rav. If I look at negative things in the world, I need to thank the Creator, or how do I feel the support of the Creator?
How do I feel it? How do I feel the support of the Creator? By coming closer to bestowal, to connection, to adhesion between the friends.
Beseder.
Come possiamo trovare una nuova fede ogni volta?
How can we search for a new truth.
What is a new truth? I don't understand.
Faith.
As much as we raise ourselves toward bestowal, this means that we are searching for a degree of faith.
Rav, מה זה בעצם לקיים את המצווה? הוכח, תוכיח את עמיתך.
זה בכל מצב ומצב.
In each and every state, try to justify the Creator.
פיתי 23.
כן, רב, תודה רבה לך. הוא כותב לגבי הצבי שמחזיר פניו לאחוריו, הוא כותב במאמר שהקדוש ברוך הוא נתרחק.
He writes about the deer that looks back. He writes that the creator is moving away from him and he has no desire for the work, and that means that the creator gives a person a form of spirituality that is tasteless. Question, is this form that the creator gives a person, this tasteless form, is it like the first step into the quality of bestowal, Rav? No. In the beginning, he actually gives some taste and bestowal, a bit more, a bit less, but he gives taste. Then he takes that taste away.
And
a person is drawn toward bestowal because it's bestowal without any taste even.
Again.
So it's an advanced form of bestowal.
Correct.
Another question, what will give a person strength to not escape right now in this critical moment?
Support from the outside, from the friends and from the Creator.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, Teva Sheni is a Ratzon.
Second nature is a desire to bestow, and that's from the Creator. So why is it called second nature?
Yes.
If until the end of the path we'll be in a sense in descent.
What difference does it make? Either way, it's not our nature. We were not born in it.
The second nature is something that needs to strengthen in us all the time. It's not compliant to the state we experience.
We have to strengthen it constantly.
The will to bestow.
Yes.
Yaakov shaal otcha.
Yaakov asked me, what do I need to bring to the friends to strengthen them? And you said, and we need to run around between the friends and to collect all of the thoughts and desires for a connection. And when I succeed in gathering them together, then to see what they succeeded in doing the same action. The question is, what is the importance to see that they succeeded in doing the same action, and how can this be done?
I
can't say about it exactly. You have to see all the groups, see one another, incorporate between them, and learn from them. That's it.
Czechoslovak 1.
Thank you, dear Rav. I have a question from friend. What is the attitude of the Creator to us when we don't do the work He gave us?
That we nevertheless need to do it. It's a ladder of degrees and we cannot skip a rung, rather step by step. We have to climb it.
Okay, thank you. Woman French.
Okay, woman French.
Bonjour. Bonjour à tous.
Bonjour.
Rav, question d'une grande amie qui exprime une très grande difficulté à s'accrocher en ce moment. Comment peut-on, en état d'Ahoraim, ne pas fuir Quelle tactique peut-on mettre en place dans la dizaine tellement c'est puissant?
Ani lo mavin tsarfatit.
I don't speak French.
I don't speak French.
Je peux en anglais peut-être, maybe in English.
English maybe.
יכולה לשאול גם באנגלית, כנראה שיש לנו פה תקלה עם התרגום מצרפתית.
אז בסדר, no.
Question from a great friend who says it's really difficult nowadays. How can we, in the state of Ahuraim, how can we not run away? Which tactics can we put in place in the ten? It's really powerful.
באיזו טקטיקות אנחנו יכולות להשתמש בעשירייה שהן יהיו עוצמתיות ויעזרו לנו
רק להחזיק בחבר.
Only hold on to the friends. Hold on to them. Hold on. Grab them. You're holding them. They're holding you. Then they take you with them. And everyone is coming out, and they also gain a lot from carrying you. Because there's a great will to receive there, it can be added later to bestow.
And she also asks, internally, should she be in prayer, in personal prayer? Is it egoistic?
היא גם שואלת, האם היא צריכה להיות בפנים בתפילה פרטית, או שזה אגואיסטי?
היא יכולה להיות גם כן בתפילה פרטית.
ודאי. She also have a personal prayer, of course.
תודה רבה.
Woman Ukraine.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. Вы ответили вот товарищу про то, что поддержка товарищей может как бы помочь. Вопрос в том,
hello, dear Rav, you said that the support of the friends can help. The question is, how can I influence the creation of this support as long as I'm awakened? There are many examples.
Это уже замыслы Творца.
There are friends who leave the group and don't come back.
Это замыслы Творца.
That's the. These are the plans of the Creator. There's nothing to do about it. Hold on to one another, and it won't disperse you.
Woman, English one.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. This article talks about starting every day new and having different measures of faith. My question is, how can we come to the work every single day ready to serve the Creator?
Each
and every day, feel that we want to come closer to one another in order to build one system more tightly connected, more uniform compared to yesterday, and this way to come closer and feel the Creator more compared to yesterday. That's how it is.
Woman help too.
תודה רב. יוצא מהמאמר שבחינת הפנים זה ההשתוקקות.
You say from the article that the panim is the yearning, the cravings, they come from the state of achoraim, from posterior. And Rabash says that in the achoraim there is the internality of the panim, of the posterior, of the anterior. So it always comes from the achoraim, this internality, this yearning is in the state of achoraim.
לפעמים כן, לפעמים לא. אבל אנחנו צריכים להתרגל לזה.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. We need to get accustomed to this. To understand that it can be this way or that way. That it doesn't come to reject us, but rather to stimulate us, to raise even more of a deficiency in us.
And this deficiency, when we start feeling it as small, it seems like he describes here that it's born from within, in the internality of the panim.
Yes.
Latin one.
Hola, Rab. Nosotros todas nuestras plegarias las iniciamos con un agradecimiento.
All of our prayers start with gratitude. How can we, or what can we do in order to feel gratitude in the deepest way once we're in a state of the posterior? I didn't understand. Repeat. How to feel gratitude in the state of posterior. How to feel it in the deepest way when we're in the state of posterior. That also in the posterior, if I can't be face to face in the Creator, He's nevertheless drawing me towards the goal. That's what I'm thankful to Him for.
USA West, woman. Lo shomim.
We can't hear.
נראה שיש תקלה. There probably is a technical problem.
Okay, then women PT 27.
Есть знак у нас. Спасибо. Последнее время такое ощущение, что Творец поставил перед нами огромную...
Lately there's a feeling that the Creator is putting a very high mountain before us. And there's a great responsibility in the Israeli Kli and a great weakness that comes with it. Maybe it's my personal feeling or the 10, but that we have really gotten weak. We hardly come to the lesson. We don't have the greatness of the Creator. It disappeared. How can we reach a right prayer in such a state?
It's a given state. There's no such thing as a lost case that the Creator gives you. So it's definitely necessary. Dudi, let's move to the next part.
So let's go to the next part and sing a song first.
Together, that we share a single breath. Home.
This is where we meet you. Home is where we never left. What's in store for those pressing on ahead? What great rewards for those willing to be led? Too long we've wandered, not knowing what to do. Now hand in hand, you will lead us back to you. Spark of our love, just a memory remains, and a hollow place waiting for the friends. Home, where we feel together, that we share a single breath. Home, this is where we meet you. Home is where we never left. Home, after all the fighting, all those hours on the road. Home, where the prayer of many is my brother's only hope. Is my brother's only hope. My brother's only hope.